Proclamation number 6013 A dated the July 31st, 1954. Various gifts of the Spirit. The Spirit of God manifests itself in various ways, since its working depends on a person's ability, on his spiritual maturity, and it also depends on his disposition which spiritual gift will be given to him. To receive a spiritual gift always presumes the shaping into love, thus a voluntary total transformation of the being. God's Spirit can only flow into a suitable vessel, a vessel, which thus was prepared for the reception of the divine ray of love through unselfish deeds of love. Anyone who has not yet achieved this transformation into love cannot expect a gift of the Spirit. Consequently, the gifts of the Spirit are always merely the result of a loving way of life and never arbitrarily granted gifts. They have to be endeavored, which anyone could do but which is rarely done. The way God's Spirit takes effect depends on the task given to a person who is shadowed by God's Spirit during his earthly life, which God's wisdom certainly recognized to be beneficial for humanity but nevertheless requires the human being's free will. God truly knows who wants to serve him and how that person shapes himself. He will therefore place him where he is able to work most effectively. People in the last days have to be shaken up since their thinking becomes completely superficial. Thus they need to be extraordinarily impressed in order to disturb their contentment. But even unusual phenomena have a completely natural explanation, yet what appears to be natural to one person is inconceivable to another because he is spiritually blind. Hence these spiritually blind people are confronted by someone with vision who can detach himself from his earthly tie and, as you might say, be lifted into the spiritual realm, and who returns from this spiritual realm to earth with a gift which cannot be gained in an earthly way. He will work with powers which enable him to achieve the seemingly impossible. By way of the word, he will be able to heal the sick or see the future clairvoyantly. He will possess profound wisdom and thus will also be able to inform his fellow human beings. Or he will know what is otherwise concealed from people. He will be able to speak foreign languages. The working of the Divine Spirit will clearly manifest itself, but only in order to gain people's souls for the spiritual kingdom, because the Spirit of God only affects people spiritually and does not promote earthly interests. Hence the holder of a spiritual gift will always be a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. As a result of this gift he will be God's representative on earth who wants to establish and increase his kingdom and has made it his task in life. God's Spirit will only manifest itself noticeably to other people through his willing servants. Although every person can be permeated by his Spirit and thus also be able to understand clearly and precisely and be qualified to pass his knowledge on to other people. Nevertheless, people only receive in accordance with their will, and a prerequisite for receiving an obvious gift of Spirit is the willingness to work for God and his kingdom. For God wants to reveal himself through people to all of humanity. God wants to be recognized in his working, hence a person has to act as an intermediary as long as God cannot approach people himself, as long as unbelief and spiritual blindness make this utterly impossible. It follows that God reveals himself through his Spirit, which manifests itself through a human being, in order to guide people into faith, to enlighten them, to make them see the light shining from above onto people, in order to let them know the purpose of their earthly life and to illuminate the path to the goal. All spiritual gifts only serve to influence people's souls in the divine sense. Then powers will be released in a person which clearly testify of a divine influx, the influx of strength that originates in God, the strength of divine spirit. Amen.